And I mean, as you mentioned, right, it is an element that came up on the campaign trail. I mean, there was at least one speech that President Trump gave about opioid addiction. Do you get a sense that they have ideas of a policy that might be effective? And what are the challenges you think they will face going forward in crafting some sort of response?
Well, you know, I think that we have seen, and not only in my time during the Obama administration, but my time in Massachusetts, that this really requires a comprehensive response and a dedicated response. And it needs to be well-resourced, and it needs to be a priority across federal government in terms of the work. I think if we were able to achieve anything, it was really understanding that this was an all-hands-on-deck approach, and we needed various elements of the administration focused on this issue if we were going to make progress on it. And I think part of what was successful is that this was a clearly articulated priority by President Obama. You know, I think that we were able, and whether it was, getting the, $1 billion for treatment through the Cures Act, I think it was a demonstrated priority on the part of the president. And so we still have over 140 people dying every single day as a result of drug overdoses. And, and the entirety of the response can't be that we're just going to, build a wall and stop the drugs coming across the border.